the RCMP is warning people to keep an eye out for fake $50 bills. The Mounties say they are getting more and more reports about counterfeit $50 bills circulating around the province. Corporal Mitch Thompson says some store clerks are unknowingly accepting fake money. He explains what features should be checked to make sure the bill is genuine.
You know, making sure that the holographic stripe on the one side is integrated into the bill, looking for the raised dots on the plastic polymer. There's even in the middle of the little transparent maple leaf, if you shine a laser through it, if you look through it directly with sunlight, you should be able to see a halo effect that shows the denomination of the bill. The line should be crisp. Like, these are all indicators of a genuine bill.
Thompson says the counterfeit money they have been collecting during the investigation could be convincing.
They feel very close, but not entirely like a genuine bill. They have identical serial numbers, which you won't see in genuine bills. And the holographic stripe, which is an anti-counterfeiting device in the regular genuine bill, on these ones, it's a sticker that has been applied. And so if you scratch at it with your nail, it should come off. And if that's peeling off the bill, then you know it's not genuine.
He says employees who have limited experience could be more vulnerable.
In any situation where you have a business that is either primarily cash or accepts cash, you know, understanding how to check for counterfeits and having a good, robust system for checking for counterfeits is always a great idea. And especially in any place that might employ somebody where they're, you know, younger because they're employing students, or they're employing new Canadians who may be unfamiliar with cash and how our cash works, or even if, certain businesses may be unfamiliar with the higher denominations of cash. If you're primarily dealing in fives and tens, then, you know, seeing counterfeit 50s or 100s, that might be, you know, something you're not 100% comfortable with.
Thompson says retailers are not compensated when a transaction involves counterfeit money.
With everything that's going on in the country lately and everything with difficult economic times, the last person that anyone should be hurting in their community is their local businesses.
Thompson is reminding businesses that resources on how to verify a banknote's security features can be found at the Bank of Canada website. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.